Soros-linked Manhattan DA defends freeing teen who attacked NYPD officer. By John Binder on July 29, 2022. Manhattan, New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg, with financial ties to billionaire George Soros, is defending his office's freeing without bail a 16-year-old suspect who was captured on video brutally assaulting a New York City Police Department, NYPD, officer. As Breitbart News reported this week, the suspect was caught on camera in the subway assaulting the officer, putting him in a chokehold, dragging him, and repeatedly punching him in the face. The suspect had been freed without bail for beating a stranger in a violent robbery just 3 days before the attack thanks to New York's no bail law, first imposed by former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., and supported by sitting Governor Kathy Hochul, D. In the attack on the NYPD officer, the suspect was again freed from jail without bail by Bragg's office, which is now defending the decision in a statement to the Daily Mail. Our system must respond to children as children, and intensive community monitoring was the appropriate pretrial determination for a 15-year-old child with no previous arrests, Bragg spokeswoman Emily Tuttle said, adding, "Violence against our police officers is unacceptable, and given his age at the time of arrest, we consented to send his second case to family court as soon as possible, where he would receive the age-appropriate interventions and supports he needs while being held accountable." Bragg was elected in November 2021 with indirect backing from Soros, who gave $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, which spent to elect Bragg. Mayor Eric Adams, D., blasted the suspect's release from jail without bail, calling New York City's criminal justice system a nationwide laughingstock in a press conference. "When I say, we are the laughingstock of the country, this is what I'm talking about," Adams said of the case. "How do we keep our cities safe when the other parts of the criminal justice system, they have abandoned our public safety apparatus?" The jailbreak case comes as a 43-year-old man in upstate New York was arrested after allegedly attempting to stab Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, at a gubernatorial campaign stop last week. In that case, the man was quickly released without bail. As Breitbart News reported earlier this year, data from January 2020 to January 2021 reveals more than 4 in 10 suspects freed from jail by the no-bail law are later rearrested for other crimes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.